بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Finally, on the night of Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached this area of closeness, ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى, then he went into sajda and he saw the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was allowed to talk directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw the greatest of all nurs. And then Allah ta'ala spoke whatever he wished to speak to me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with seeing Allah and speaking with him directly without any person between them. Allah ta'ala spoke with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and blessed him with three gifts on this occasion. The first was the 5 daily salah. Initially, it was 50. And then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming down, had mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have experience with the Banu Israel, and your ummah won't be able to manage that 50. And Allah ta'ala reduced 5 at a time. And even when he came with the last 5 daily salah, then Musa alayhi salam also said, even this they won't manage. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have went so many times, I feel shy now to go. And then the announcement was made, that this is what I have ordained from before. They will perform 5 and they will get the reward of 50. Allah Ta'ala multiplies by 10. That was the first gift, the 5 daily salah. People will listen to the talks of Mi'raj, but the next morning, Fajr salah, that crowd is not there. So we haven't understood the real lesson of Mi'raj. The second gift was the last few ayat of Surah Baqarah, which includes the mercy, the love, ease and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah, and the victory and help to the Muslims against the kuffar. The dua that is found in the end of Surah Baqarah is a very, very potent dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَاخِذْنَا إِنَّا سِيْنَا وَأَخْطَأْنَا. That dua till the end is a very, very potent, beautiful dua to make. Even in Ramadan also, as we get into Ramadan, get into the habit of reading this dua also. وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. Asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, asking Allah's mercy. And the third gift that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this night was that Allah Ta'ala would forgive the major sins of my ummati, of any ummati who does not believe in any partners to him. Any person whose heart has an iota of iman will one day be removed from the fire of Jahannam. As long as a person has iman and he doesn't ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive this person. If he makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, then Allah ta'ala can forgive him in this world. He can reach Allah ta'ala with a clean slate. And if Allah ta'ala wants, Allah ta'ala can just pardon him like that. But nobody has a guarantee. So therefore each one has to work. وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. So we have to work hard. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Each one has to strive and try hard like in this world. Everybody makes an effort. So for akhirat also, we should make the maximum effort for the akhirat. So all these gifts were granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted them. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to the world. And all of this happened in a few moments of the night. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned and the bed was still warm. It was just Allah ta'ala made it such. Allah ta'ala is in control of time. Allah ta'ala can stop time as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. There were many, many incidents that transpired when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a return, inshallah, we mention some tomorrow and conclude this entire journey of Mi'raj.